Hello. Can I help you? You're looking for someone. Illusionists. No, you must be mistaken. I've never heard of anything like that around here. Please, it's a cold night and you shouldn't be out here this late. I'm sorry, but I can't help you. Good night. I told you already, I don't... Gift. I don't understand. Is this... Where did you get this? And do not lie. I will melt your mind if you do. I see. Strange. I was sure she'd fled by now. Very well. Your voice holds truth. Come in. You must be cold. Please, come and sit with me. Normally I would not be this hospitable to a stranger, especially one who showed up unannounced in the dead of night, but I suppose this is an exception. The object you carry with you holds a great power within it. Yes, I am the one you seek. The one, they say, that can bewitch the mind of any living creature. But how did you come to discover me? And why have you come? I sense no magic in your veins. In fact, I don't sense any form of supernatural aspect to you at all. How could it be that a simple-minded mortal came to my doorstep carrying with him an item such as this? There's more to you than meets the eye. Oh, yes. I'm sure you're quite the dangerous one. But enough games. I need to know how you found me. I see. That one talks too much. I suppose she sent you and that orb you carry as a peace offering. She always did lack the heart to put herself at risk. But not you. No. I sense heart in you. Did she warn you of the dangers that come with visiting an illusionist, or did she merely brush me off and usher you out the door? She did warn you. Then why have you come? Surely you must know what awaits you. Oh my, aren't you the bold one? Are you in danger? Well, of course you are. You've been in danger since the moment you stepped through that front door. The minds of mortals are so... fragile. So easily manipulated. I do apologize for what comes next, and I am grateful for the gift. But if my whereabouts were ever revealed to the mortal world, I'm sure the torches and pitchforks would soon follow. Truly, I am sorry. It would be easier if you didn't struggle. You wish to leave? Oh, no. It's far too late for that now. Stop. Leaving so soon. Poor thing. Your mind fell into my hand the moment you stepped through that front door. Now, you are my clay. To be molded and used for as long as you are under my spell. I will not kill you, I don't think, but a mortal mind reacts well to new spells and, there are so many things I would like to try. Fall. Your eyes are so wide. Are you afraid? You may fight it if you wish. I always find it simply primal to watch a struggling victim. As the fear begins to build in your mind, you struggle harder, consumed by baser instincts. Like a fly. Ensnared in a web. But while the fly is only ensnared physically, you are ensnared mentally. Caught deep in my web of illusions, you fall deeper with every word that leaves my tongue. Your courage means nothing. You belong to me now. Was this not what you were expecting? To end up collapsed in a heap on my floor. Powerless to move, blink, or even beg me to release you. I do apologize for the trauma you're about to experience. Please know this is not personal, and it brings me no joy to see that fear fill your eyes. But a frightened mind is more prone to illusions than a controlled one. Vilzorus, Torum Visarius. Hush now. I've cast upon you a spell which will manifest your deepest fears. And that dread you feel building in your stomach will only grow stronger. Feel it rising up throughout your chest and into your neck. Feel it turn cold as it travels up. Into your head before finally coming to a halt behind your eyes. Fear is a powerful tool, and tonight you will truly, truly experience it. I've relinquished control of your vocal cords if you wish to scream or voice any other concerns which you might have. I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself trying. See now? Your deepest fears and woes manifest themselves before you. Is it spiders or snakes? No. Your fears run deeper. I feel them rising from the most twisted parts of your mind. Abandonment. Incompetence. The specifics make no difference when you're in this state. Consumed by bloodless dread. Oh my. You're shivering. Are you all right? You want me to stop? Oh, no, no, no. Poor child. I can't stop yet. I need you to experience this. It's excruciating, I know. But sit with this. Experience it. Truly understand what awaits you. Should you displease me? Now, now. Open your eyes. I wouldn't want you to miss anything. Good. Yes. Beg me. Beg me for it to end. I'm not quite sure I believe you. Perhaps I should leave you in this state until morning. No, you don't want that. Are you sure? Very well. I suppose that's enough for now. Release. There. Wipe those tears from your eyes. It's over. Hush now. You may lay there for a moment and collect your strength. I'm sorry you had to experience that. But I needed to gauge the limits of your mind. While it may not seem like it, you did well. Your mind has a strength to it which very few possess. Illusions are not an evil. They can reveal to you your wildest dreams and fantasies, better your soul, and can even gaze into the paradox of time. Magic is a misunderstood art. And those who practice it often lead lives of deep solitude, but perhaps with some guidance, one day you may understand. Rise now and come to me. There is much more I wish to show you.